Community Futures East Kootenay is in the process of applying for a federally run immigration pilot program that would allow local businesses to help immigrants gain permanent residency in Canada. Community Futures will submit an application for the Rural Community Immigration Pilot Program on behalf of Cranbrook, Kimberley, Fernie, Creston, Revelstoke, Golden and Columbia Valley. The five-year program, offered by Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, would allow businesses to submit immigrant employees for a permanent residency application, with the intent of helping fill labor shortages in rural communities and keeping skilled workers in the area long-term. Each application will be assessed by the government, with up to 15 communities being chosen to partake in the program across Canada. Kootenay Employment Services Regional Community Development Manager Kirsten Renner said the program would make it easier for businesses to advocate for workers and provide a fast track for permanent residency. "We hear stories from employers that have foreign workers on a work visa or international students, and they become part of their organization, the success of their business," she said. "People really develop these bonds outside of work with these individuals, and then have to jump through hoops and provide labor market information, hoping that the work visa comes through. It's a lot of stress. Immigration programs operate on a points system. You get certain points for having work experience, education, but if you don't fulfill those requirements, you go to the bottom of the list. What this pilot would do is give the community an opportunity to nominate a person and recommend them to go back up to the top of the pile," she added. Renner noted that the program is focused on helping immigrants who are already living in the area rather than bringing in workers from overseas. "This is not an international recruitment program," she said. "This is really aimed at individuals who are already in the community that are working or that have studied here, that want to make their home and bring their family here." A few key industries have been identified as having labor shortages that would benefit from immigrant workers, including healthcare, construction, food and beverage, and teaching and early childcare education. Renner said that if the application is successful, the next step will be to consult with businesses in the communities to get input on the sectors that should be prioritized. "The government does not provide funding to run the program, so it will be necessary to canvass communities for financial support. The estimated annual cost is $150,000, which includes staffing, marketing, administration and software to track candidates." The program builds on the successful Rural Northern Immigration Pilot Program, which has been running since 2020 in West Kootenay. Statistics show that 256 employers have participated in the program and 650 jobs have been filled through it, with 1,196 community recommendations for permanent residency for 650 skilled workers and 546 spouses and dependents. Only 9% of applicants were located overseas or outside the West Kootenay when they applied, and 90% of the participants still live in region. Persons looking to contribute financially to the program should send a letter outlining financial support to the City of Cranbrook, Cranbrook Chamber of Commerce, College of the Rockies, Community Futures East Kootenay, Kimberley Chamber of Commerce, Fernie Chamber of Commerce, Kicking Horse Country Chamber of Commerce, Revelstoke Chamber of Commerce, Columbia Valley Chamber of Commerce or Columbia Valley Community Economic Development Office.